Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love, the evening before Easter. And I'll be going into a cosmic Easter message today that focuses on the cosmic cross that is peaking in the heavens now and over the next several days. On my last show on Cosmic Love, I had a stellar guest on, Tom Kaipacha Lesher, who gave a very good astrological orientation to this Cardinal Grand Cross that's going on, and you can listen to his presentation at my Cosmic Love Archive page. And you can also watch several videos on this Cosmic Cross phenomena at my HeartCom Network website, last couple articles. I've gone into this and provided some YouTube videos that go into it, a lot more depth than I'm going to today. So anyway, this is no ordinary Easter. And I've read several articles by leading astrologers who say that this cosmic cross could mean the crossroads of decision as a turning point for not only many personal relationships, but also a collective paradigm shift into Aquarian Age consciousness, for unity in our diversity, coming golden age on Earth, etc. I mean, and we're not talking about all at once. We're talking about some rapid changes in that direction. And whether it be a few years or longer, it's in process, as I understand it. So I'd personally love to see that happen, but I realize any great opportunity is usually met with great challenges. So today I'll be discussing this in more detail, the 2014 Easter Resurrection in the context of the Cardinal Grand Cross and the World Wide Web of Consciousness that we would all like to see. In other words, I'm going to be going more specifically into what I call practical spirituality, the World Wide Web, the Internet progression, where it's going with social conscience and our social networks, and how that's maturing and what that will look like with an interactive interface for mass-to-mass telecommunications, and how that's evolving, etc. So to begin with, I'd like to do a little reading from Llewellyn's Daily Planetary Guide, which I've found quite profound, with the weekly forecast by Pam Chiampi. And this is what Pam has to say about the Cardinal Grand Cross at this time. On Wednesday, April 23rd, Mars retrogrades to the 13th degree of Libra, which sets up the fourth point of the Cardinal Grand Cross, the major crossroads of 2014. In other words, that's when this Cardinal Grand Cross is strongest. She goes on to say that the four players on the pivotal points of this Cardinal Grand Cross are all at the 13th degree of cardinal signs: Uranus in Aries, Jupiter in Cancer, Mars in Libra, and Pluto in Capricorn. Symbolically, a cross is a universal symbol of death and rebirth. Astrologically, a grand cross is a pattern made of four points that create six difficult and challenging aspects, four squares and two oppositions. The exact alignment of these four planets meeting at the crossroad of cardinal signs is considered by some to be a symbol of the transition from the end of the age of Pisces to the beginning of the age of Aquarius. It's also considered to be a call that it's time for the world to change: Uranus, to expand its horizons; Jupiter, to mobilize its forces; Mars, and to transform its institutions; Pluto. If this energy is not used for positive purposes, the picture could get ugly in the form of earthquakes and tidal waves; Uranus, things getting blown out of proportion; Jupiter, wars and bloodshed; Mars, and a social, political, or economic disasters, Pluto. On a lighter note, on the same day as the 13th degree Cardinal Grand Cross, April 23rd, Mercury exits Aries to take a second round through Taurus that will slow down communications for the next 2 weeks. End of quote. So this Cardinal Grand Cross has been going on throughout April. It was triggered largely by the lunar eclipse here on the 15th. It's been real intense for a lot of people. A lot of people are just overamping their circuits. It's been really intense. It's good news that Mercury will be exiting Aries and going into Taurus to slow down communications the next 2 weeks after the on April 23rd, because the intensity has been really great for a lot of people, a lot of relationships, business dealings. A lot of people are just feeling the energy. So anyway, that's a little bit of the astrological backdrop. I'm going to go more into the metaphoric understanding of this Cardinal Grand Cross and the symbol of the cross, which is really a universal ancient symbol of what is sometimes understood of the relationship of spirit and matter, the spirit that matters, or in this case, the cross as the crucifixion of spirit in matter. And I'll be going more into that concept of the crucifixion, the resurrection, and the ascension. So the April Cosmic Grand Cross is the 2014 crossroads, you might say, determining either decisive resurrection of the spirit that matters for all mankind, or by default, you might say, dimitude dim, unconscious, and heartless. In other words, this Grand Cross, Grand Square dynamic, there's these squares and oppositions, these two oppositions, these 4 points, then the cross, Grand Square. It's really that there's challenges and opportunities, and of course we grow through challenges, this is, you might say, through testings. If life was easy, we'd take life for granted and we wouldn't grow that much. And there's some real dynamic testing, and they're in cardinal signs. It's a cardinal cross, so it's very decisive. And we're looking at either decisive resurrection of the spirit that matters or not. So it's, basically, we're really looking at, for every soul, you might say, at this time, and collectively, you might say the collective choice is the collective individual and collective judgment. So this is, you might say, the prophesied judgment for this time, for this age, for this cusp between Pisces and Aquarius. And it's, you might say, the choice or the judgment between victory virtues or victim dictum. In other words, the upright eye of the cross, victory virtues, or the fallen eye, the horizontal eye of victim dictum. So this is the cross, the vertical and the horizontal, victory virtues or victim dictum. It's a little creative dynamic tension going on there. So I'm getting into the archetypes here, the universal archetypes, and what this means. So at the same time that this is going on globally, we've got about 3 billion global netizens that are connecting with the Internet, with the World Wide Web. That's how many people worldwide, out of what, 7.2 billion, are actually using now either their desktop or laptop or tablet or what do you call it, palm top tablets or lap or smartphones. They're that many, and most of them in the developing world are using their smartphones to connect with the World Wide Web. So there's the collective consciousness of humanity is connecting like never before. And as the World Wide Web goes mainstream with open systems for mass-to-mass interaction with the universal law language of love, this love model that I've been talking about in previous shows as far as universal law language and interactive interface hardware for mass-to-mass communications, whereby 100 or 1,000 or a million people can respond to the same program at the same time without creating noise. That's a concept which would be abstract unless there was a standardized frame of reference to make that possible. And you can read the links I provide in my copy, the article that I provided, that you can go to at heartcom.org/Easter2014.htm and the relative links. And I go into this in more detail as far as where we're at in the world right now, which is an amazing world that we live in, and with billions of global netizens, you might say online citizens, that are linking up. So this is going on at the same time that there's this catalytic cardinal fire, you might say, in the heavens. That's like the quantum field, you might say. There's a tremor in the force. And there's this energy, this dynamic, this decisive fiery energy that's basically, you know, some people are feeling it more than others, but it's basically telling us to wake up, wise up, rise up, and otherwise resurrect the heart of our conscientious common sense along more enlightened lines. Universal law, language, this love model, or co-creation with Christ-like love, the spirit that matters, etc. So what I'm saying is that the sign of the cosmic cross in the heavens at this time is like the Easter symbol of the cosmic egg from which all divine creation is hatched. I'm getting into the Easter theme here a little bit. And think of it this way. The crack in the cosmic egg must widen for the creator to emerge and thrive. We're talking about cosmic creation, divine creation, you know, this and this cosmic egg metaphor from which all creation is hatched. What I'm saying basically is you don't have to be an Einstein to believe that we can't solve our global problems with the same consciousness that created them. So there is this creative energy, you know, the you might say, the creator, that we're always either co-creating, busy being born, or we're busy dying, you might say. And Easter is a classic time of the message of death and rebirth. And I love this quote by Dan Brown from his book, The Lost Symbol, when he says, "The power of human thought grows exponentially with the number of minds that share that thought." Well, the thought that's going mainstream, or at least resonating with some real energy right now, is this cosmic cross in the heavens. And you might say the cosmic cross of rebirth, resurrection within us, this dynamic that whose time has come, you might say, on earth as in heaven. You know, there's this cosmic thing that's resonating in the this cosmic energy resonating in the quantum field where we are, you know, here on earth as in heaven. So heaven knows that this April 2014 Grand Cross will bring up all that is less than love for transmutation. And as the decisive cardinal aspects quicken the process, those with great love in their hearts are awakening to the realization that little else matters now. The end of the world as we've known it is the beginning of a new world. The promise is a return to the full spectrum of Aquarian love, the Aquarian dispensation, full spectrum conscience. So the crucifixion, resurrection, and the ascension are universal themes. You know, it's like a universal meme for co-creation with good conscience. And I'm going to go into that a little bit. You have the universal theme of the crucifixion of the spirit that matters in dense matter on the cross of the upright eye and the fallen horizontal eye, you might say, causing us to forget that we are spiritual beings in a dense physical body, and that the most difficult thing in a dense world is to remain non-attached or otherwise free from SIN, sin, stuck in negativity. Big test. And this is metaphorically the crucifixion of spirit in matter. You know, we've got the dense matter, the body, physical body. You've got the spirit, you know, we're cosmic beings, spiritual beings, having a human experience, etc. So there's the universal theme of resurrection is the spirit that matters in dense matter. In other words, a circle of wholeness, one with God, love, you might say, causing us to remember that our highest and best is the spherical or spiritual sign of the law of the one. The law of the one is, the law of the circle. And the universal theme of the crucifixion is like the law of the cross, the sign of the cross. The vertical line, the horizontal line intersecting. And the law of the circle is this understanding of the law of the one whereby we are all connected in a unified source field. And what goes around comes around via instant karma for thoughts and actions. This is one of the things that people that really get into this cosmic cross going on now, this cardinal grand cross, are saying that it's like the energy of decisiveness with instant karma for whatever you decide is intensified. So you've got the law of the cross, the law of the circle, and you've got the law of the Trinity, the universal theme of the ascension as upward mobile conscious evolution, the Trinity as the vision of virtue and valor for victory causing us to fulfill universal rights, cross, in the all-connected global sphere, circle, through co-creation with the Trinity, triangle, in all four archetypes of integration. You might say looking down on, the square with the cross in the middle and in the very center is these four archetypes. These are the four sides of the pyramid. You might say looking down on the pyramid. In the very center, there's a little circle which represents the capstone. And so that symbol of the capstone, or the pyramid of self and civilization, and is part of the universal theme of the golden age, with the defining, refining, and combining of intention and attention for retention of the first principles of cosmic love, for ascension in the dimension where the golden rule, law, symbol, language of a golden age naturally rules for all of us, united sovereigns of Earth. And I sometimes reference this concept of us in a global village, global netizens in a global village, representing all of us, united sovereigns of Earth. So for millennia, mankind has evolved with symbols, these different symbols, the cross, the circle, the triangle, the square with the cross in the middle, the pyramid symbol, looking at the plan of the pyramid, looking down on the pyramid, all these symbols. For millennia, mankind has evolved these symbols for languaging that represents the meaning, value, and purpose in life. Sacred geometry, sacred purpose. And in the eternal scheme of soul evolution, archetypal symbols like this represent the arch angles of God as the core law of the angles, geometric ordered divinity. G-O-D, framing the constitution of the language of the angels, our heart-coherent nature. So the language of the angels is our better nature, is heart coherence. And this understanding of the law of the angels and the language of the angels by way of pure geometry, geometric thought forms, it takes me back to that quote before. By Dan Brown from The Lost Symbol. The power of human thought grows exponentially with the number of minds that share that thought. So if the thought form represents the archetypes of the law of the angels and the language of the angels, the more people sharing that thought form, the more exponential is the influence. So here we have Earth's evolution as a platform for the evolution of souls that's being quickened by this April Cardinal Grand Cross, the thought form in the heavens, the thought forms of geometric order divinity. As this comes into consciousness and collective consciousness, the influence is going exponential. Here's another quote by Dan Brown from the Lost Symbol that's related to this. Quote, "This moment has been predicted long ago prophesied by the ancient texts and by the primeval calendars, and even by the stars themselves. The date was specific, its arrival imminent. It would be preceded by a brilliant explosion of knowledge, a flash of clarity to illuminate the darkness and give mankind a final chance to veer away from the abyss and take the path of wisdom. Now, this book was written, 7 years ago, 10 years ago? But when he says it would be preceded by a brilliant explosion of knowledge, a flash of clarity to illuminate the darkness, what do you think the computer internet revolution has done to the 3 billion global netizens that are now online and networking and exploring and searching and finding, you know, with extraordinary knowledge power as never before in history? Talk about a brilliant explosion of knowledge. As far as a flash of clarity, there's a lot of people waking up right now and are waking up to, again, they're waking up to the opportunities and they're waking up to challenges. So you might say that the kingdom of heaven is still within us. I mean, we are in the universe, the source field, the unified quantum source field, and the universe is likewise within us. U.S. as the unity state of universal solidarity for the United Sovereigns on Earth as in heaven. Heaven as cosmic love at large. In other words, there's this unity of diversity going on, as above, so below, as within, so with all. It's all connected as never before. Quantum reality, quantum science is going mainstream. People are understanding this relationship of the heavens above as relates to the quantum field between, you know, the hemispheres of our brain, the quantum field of the holodeck, you know, between our ears. You know, the energetic field of consciousness is you know, it's holographic, the holographic universe. And a lot of people are, you know, understanding that the universe has methods. And the heart of cosmic love rules with the mind of God, geometric order, divinity, the geometry of divinity, spiritual geometry, the order of the universe. So when I say God is love, I'm talking about in form and frequency, you know, as the Holy Spirit of love and action, as in frequently. So there's again, the law of the angles, geometric order, divinity, and then there's the frequency of love, which is a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm. It's actually, you know, it is the heart coherence, a glue that holds the universe together. The golden ratio, of the fractal order of the holographic universe. It is the order of the universe. It's just the glue that holds it together is heart coherence. It's divine love. So the higher the concept of these archetypes of the love model, you know, geometric order, divinity, spiritual geometry, geometric order, DOD as this love model. These are the archetypes, again, of the cross, the circle, the triangle, the square with the cross. The higher the concept of these archetypes, the greater the results for the vision of, by, and for global TLC, global telecom, telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, in other words, for self-governance, self-education, for self-healing, for self-reliance with the economics of abundance, telecommerce. You know, TLC, you might say, in all dimensions, just like we have the golden ratio spiral, heart coherence in all dimensions of the fractal order of the holographic universe. You know, here on Earth as in heaven, you know, we're talking about government, education, healthcare, and the economy. Telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and telecommerce, this TLC aspect of universal love, this love model. So in good conscience with TLC at the heart of it, global telecom fulfills the great law of love. I love the quote by James Madison, who was the chief architect of the Constitution, who said, "Conscience is the most sacred of all property, And this is the movement that's going mainstream, you might say. From death on the cardinal cross, the end of the Machiavellian matrix, you know, of the Machiavellian mind control matrix, you might say, the end of that, to resurrection ascension, with our wising up and our rising up with co-creation, you might say, with the Creator, which is always the process of dying to the old ways that no longer serve their optimal purpose. So we have that theme of death and resurrection. So pessimists see the problem with co-creation. I mean, negativity is praying for what you don't want, creating problems by denying kind solutions. And this is what I mean by S-I-N, or sin, stuck in negativity. Now, conversely, an optimist sees the promise of co-creation, an opportunity for holy divine solutions that are ordained to solve human problems. And this is the blessing for overcoming sin, the blessing of overcoming sin, S-I-N, stuck in negativity. So just as life springs anew following winter, and as the light of morning follows the night, so does love of the Creator and creation fulfill one's resurrection and ascension in the light of life with divine love and action, cosmic love and action. So as that, you might say, at this time on Earth is the divine mother, Mother Earth, travailing to give birth to the age of Aquarian freedom and love for all. This is the big dynamic, you might say, travailing to give birth. You're seeing it with the weather. The elemental kingdom is trying to hold the balance for the chaos and human consciousness as the big shift is upon us. And you've got, you know, you've got the turmoil in the weather. You've got the tectonic plate shifts as there's adjustments in the earth body, groaning, you might say, travailing to give birth to, you know, you might say, a higher earth, you know, the resurrection of earth, the earth body itself, for the cleansing, for the purging, for the, you know, of all that's less than love. So this is going to happen, you know, either the easy way or the hard way. You know, like I say, there's great opportunity and there's great challenges. And this is the choice, you might say, the judgment. And what we're looking at is a process on the high end of culturing full-spectrum common sense, heart coherence and mind congruence, with effective sensory perception. Effective sensory perception. I'm not saying ESP is extra. There's nothing extra about it when you've got effective sensory perception. At the heart of interactive global telecom, again, telecommunications, or telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, health, and telecommerce. And this all is according to, you might say, cosmic law, the law of the one, all-connected source field, law of the two-in-one, the polarity principle, law of the three-in-one, the trinity principle, and law of the four-in-one, the pyramid capstone. As I referenced before, these are the four archetypes of the cross and the circle and the trinity and the quadruplicity of the pyramid archetype that you see in Hopi sand paintings, Tibetan sand paintings, and, you know, Aztec symbolism with the square and the circle and the cross that are so common, these archetypes. So basically what I'm going into here is, you might say, the big picture of what's going on as above, so below, in the collective consciousness of humanity, and how this cardinal grand cross is, you might say, a sign of the times. We're talking about a time for culturing conscientious co-creation as cooperation through universal love at the heart of the golden rule law language, gold standard for a golden age of global telecom. This is the capability of communications at this point, modern communications technology, after this computer internet revolution has taken us from the dominance of hardware, you know, like IBM, to the dominance of software, which is like Microsoft, to the dominance of netware when the computer became the network, when it's like Netscape. And the next might say phase of this computer internet revolution after hardware, software, and netware is hardware. Hardware is an interactive interface for mass-to-mass telecommunications. And basically, again, telecommunications for telecommunity, you know, government, teleconscience, education, telecare, you know, as in healthcare, telecommerce, as in economics of abundance. We're looking at a whole systemic change of our core social, political, and economic institutions. The capability is there. Obviously, there needs to be a new model of checks and balances, which can come from the origination and evaluation of programs on a mass-to-mass scale, whereby the best and brightest among us rises like cream to the top through this process that involves and evolves our individual and collective conscience. I mean, this may sound like an abstract concept, but so was the internet before the internet. If you were telling people what the internet would look like before the internet, they'd think you were nuts. Now, I'd like to think that I'm not completely crazy, but if you read the links and you go into the detail and how this hardware works, what it looks like, how it combines heart coherence, biofeedback, with mind congruence, you know, with basically congruence with an understanding of the processes of consciousness themselves, which is the language of consciousness that's used this interactive interface. Again, this may sound kind of abstract, but give it 5 years or 10 years. I mean, this show is archived. What will the future look like when they look back and global consciousness evolves, you know, conscious evolution matures and evolves to where there is this interactive process whereby people can originate a program, other people can evaluate that program on a real-time basis so that during that program you can basically input with three numbers in sequence, like you might say the 3D grand cross, vertical, horizontal, and a depth dimension, X, Y, Z coordinate axis, and three numbers that correspond to those three axes that reference whether the program you're watching at any one time is above you or below you, again, the upright eye. And then the horizontal, the full spectrum, you might say, as the white light of the infinite and the eternal hits the prism of human consciousness in the here and now, refraction to all the colors of the rainbow, and you've got the whole spectrum from, you know, full spectrum conscience is like the opposite of full spectrum spectral autism. Full spectrum conscience is that you've got sufficient light and all the colors of the rainbow, you might say, from the left brain to the right brain. And in the middle, where the angstrom units of green and yellow are, the brightest colors are right in the middle of the color spectrum. And you've got the red end of the spectrum, the fiery emotional, like Spock in Star Trek. And you've got, on the other end of the spectrum, you've got the blue, like the water, you know, blue fire and water dimension, and you've got like Spock, you know, who's all intellect and no feeling, no emotion. So you've got the spectrum there. But if you've got the full spectrum conscience, you know, and it's balanced, it's like that. There's a dimension there with another number, and these three numbers in sequence that you can reference. And, you know, with three numbers, you can hit it on your smartphone or your alphanumeric keyboard on your computer. And the software capabilities are there for integrating that, those three dimensions, and the depth dimension being the depth of meaning, value, and purpose at any one moment once you integrate the first two dimensions. And you've got basically a model there of the matrix, of the holographic matrix or the holodeck matrix between your ears, from the upper brain to the lower brain, the left brain, the right brain, the forebrain to the rear brain. You've got a dot within a cube with three numbers in sequence. And so then you can go back after you watch a video program and you can see where all the response was and how it reads out with a field of dots, each dot being someone's response. You're not seeing who the individual is. It's impersonal. But you are seeing the collective response, the collective consciousness at any one moment of a video. So you can take the context of the video and the meaning of the video as far as the response and whether it's unbalancing the collective consciousness or whether it's centered and connected. And with the context and meaning of this field, you might say, of this unified field of consciousness at any one moment, and with the aspect of heartware, whether the field, you can see one version of the field that's in heart coherence and one vision of the field of collective response that's not in coherence. In other words, you will be able to see the difference between coherent love in the field or not, and how the collective conscience comes together. Now, again, I've provided links in the articles that goes into depth at this. If you really want to get a grip of what quantum computing will look like with heart coherence and mind congruence with this interactive interface, what we're really looking at is the capability of the family of mankind in a global village, a unity state and universal solidarity of, by, and for us, United Sovereigns, which are, you know, the global connected netizens of Earth. One world under love, a pure geometry framework for the constitution of conscience. And if you're following the article with the graphics I've got in this and the links I provide, again, there's context and meaning here that takes the words I'm saying and gives it a lot more depth that you can go into on your own time and go as far and deep as you want to for the understanding of basically what is the Aquarian mandate. And the Aquarian mandate is basically in the larger scheme of eternal progression. There's common law, you might say, patterns of perfection and common language for inspired direction, centering love within, so when we all enter in, we find a unity state with one clear mandate. Either we optimize unity or we're insensate. So this is the vision of virtue and the valor for the victory of universal law language for global atonement at one-ment, unity in our diversity. One earth with one love of, by, and for our instant everywhere and interactive global village. So this is what we're looking at as far as the big shift of the ages. Some people call it the quantum shift of the ages, you know, where quantum reality, quantum science is beginning to make love. Make love and make sense. Make sense in terms that cosmic love, universal love, makes sense. So I go into more in the copy I provided on the vision, the virtue, polarity is the two-in-one, the spirit that matters. You know, the vision is the law of the one. Then you've got, again, the virtue is the understanding of polarity is the two-in-one. And, you know, balancing, you know, this concept of the two-in-one is like the yin-yang symbol, balancing divisive, degenerative, duality, dysfunction, and the suffering sinner-saint separation syndrome beyond duality. And beyond duality is the polarity whereby pleasure and pain, loss, gain, fame, and shame are all the same, two sides of the same coin, the currency of conscience. The spirit that matters, the alpha thrust, pure intention and attention with love, and the omega return, sustained retention and ascension of love, cosmic love. So that's, you know, the law of the one, the two-in-one, the three-in-one is the valor. You know, the co-creation synergy in the Trinity, the three-in-one. It's like the creative learning and healing process is an ongoing co-creation process as one's linear logic is centered with nonlinear heart coherence to synergize a new whole that is greater than the sum of the linear left brain and nonlinear right brain processes of consciousness. So you've got a left brain, you've got right brain, and the brain switching is always going on. It's like thesis, antithesis, synthesis, the Trinity, in the biological model, the hemispheres of the brain. And you've got the victory the integration in the four in one, the capstone. So the creative ascent process, the capstone, is whereby the golden rule law language of every golden age centers and connects the first principles, virtue, vision, and valor for the victory of evolutionary ascent along more enlightened lines that frame wholeness. So there's a summary on this, on how to seize the vision, embrace the virtue, vow with valor, and claim the victory, co-creating net reality with this understanding of unity and diversity through telecommunications with effective sensory perception, unity and diversity with this universal law language of love. And the heart and hardware is this interactive interface. So this is how Global Telecom will co-create all connected net reality, global net reality with this love model, this understanding of the first principles of cosmic law, across the circle, the triangle, square, pure geometry. So all of history brought us to this point of accelerated change. And the World Wide Web has created a global village of instant interaction capabilities for all of us, the United Sovereigns of Earth. Global village. For millennia, mankind has wandered in the darkness, but now, as has been prophesied, there was a change coming. After hurtling blindly through history, mankind has reached a crossroads. That's, again, another quote by Dan Brown from The Lost Symbol. So the family of mankind is now awakening to a new world of conscientious common sense capabilities to co-create the worldwide web we want, global telecommunications, global community. Sometimes, this is another quote by Dan Brown from The Lost Symbol, sometimes all it takes is a tiny shift of perspective to see something familiar in a totally new light. So this is to say that the more information we have, the greater is the need to get it all in order. This is one of the greatest needs of the information age, with the information explosion. People are suffering from information overload. So the great need is to get information in order. When we know better with divine order by way of geometric order divinity, we tend to do better with attention in a dimension where love rules with the golden rule law language of one universal cosmic law. So with all our knowing, the web of vast knowledge power, either we organize information with wisdom and love, the hardware interface for global telecom, or we forget who we are in the eternal scheme of soul evolution, worlds without end, on Earth as in cosmos. And this is another quote from Dan Brown, The Lost Symbol. The only difference between you and God is that you have forgotten you are divine. So in the article I provided with this show, the copy, there's a graphic, a picture, there's a storm, and the words are that there is an awakening going on. You know that. Excuse me. So this awakening will accomplish four very important things. A common universal symbol language interface for culturing social conscience in our ubiquitous social networks is one of those things. Also, wholeness and healing in our core social institutions, rebooting the currency of conscience with update of our five core constitutional freedoms. Again, what those freedoms are, there's a link there, you can go to that, and there's an exquisite metaphor for framing, the Bill of Rights with the Universal Bill of Rights, our core constitutional freedoms, and what that will look like in, you might say, a golden age with open communications and worldwide open telecom for global netizens. And another important thing that it'll accomplish is uprising as the United Sovereigns of Earth. Excuse me. Utilizing interactive mass-to-mass telecom as shapes major megatrends of, by, and for social conscience in our global social networks. Another major thing is global holistic healing with free online telecare, universal self-care, as we'll demonstrate which healing modalities and protocols work best for each one's unique metabolic type and current holistic wellness profile. In other words, the vision for global holistic healing. So realize that the internet is the installed and operational tool by whereby we can culture net reality of a more enlightened universal sovereignty nature for effective sensory perception beyond technology as we know it. And I love the quote, one of the references by Edgar Cayce that I saw overlaid over a crop circle of kind of a cosmic keyhole capstone crop circle. And the quote is by Edgar Cayce, "Each and every soul will become consciously aware of the ability to communicate with the divine. So may you freely discover this cosmic key to your own wholeness, the circle of wholeness, as the capstone or the creative ascent process at the apex of your personal pyramid of being." So in summary, the creative ascent process of creative ascension is a process for involving and evolving our universal co-creation, global sovereignty, personal freedom, connection with the divine, worldwide love, and unprecedented opportunity to create the worldwide web of conscience that we all want. The future is what we make it, co-creating a new net reality with a global telecom standard. So the sense of separation from a God of love is the cause of the suffering sinner syndrome that is stuck in negativity, sin, S-I-N, beyond or behind the devolution of the spirit that matters for our conscious evolution. And blessed is the civilization that gets its act together, uniting for the purpose of greater love. I love the quote by Terence McKenna at Time Wave Zero, where he says, "The human adventure has become the cutting edge of cosmic destiny. Our minds will unite like the fragments of a hologram." So, the beginning is near, folks. This is a test to see if your mission on Earth is over. If you're still alive, it's not. That's a quote by Sir Francis Bacon, also known as the last incarnation of Saint Germain. So there are miracles left for you to do. It all begins inside of you. Blessings to you and yours over the Easter, these Easter holidays, these cosmic cross times, and happy trails on as you reach the crossroads of the cosmic cross. Always love. This is Christopher. Till we meet again. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better, as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.